Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Welcome to Disruptive CEO Nation, where company founders, entrepreneurs, and cutting-edge thinkers drop in from around the globe to share startup stories, insider insights, and hard-earned success lessons. Now, here's your host, a woman who mastered business by placing heels on the ground all over the world, having worked with and coached CEOs and senior leaders from over 90 countries, and who wants you to build your best business future, Allison K. Summers.
Hey, welcome to this episode of Disruptive CEO Nation. I'm really excited about our topic. We're going to do a little bit. We are going to talk about a founder's journey and business topics. But what I really want to share with you today is we're going to talk about the importance of health, in particular women's health, in success in business and how it's all connected. And who better to speak with on this topic but one of Inc.'s 2023 Female Founders 200, who happened to found a women's health company. So really excited for the topic today. I would love to welcome Dr. Sophia Yen, who's the CEO and co-founder of Pandia Health. Welcome to the program, Sophia.
Thank you so much for having me here today. It's such a pleasure to meet you and to share with your audience my passion for hashtag periods optional and hashtag stop sucking it up.
Well, let's tell everybody what the business model is. And then, yeah, let's talk a little bit about this women's health topic and why we need to actually be willing to talk about it and share about it. But tell everybody what beautiful, wonderful thing Pandia Health delivers to the world today.
So Pandia Health is the end-to-end solution for women's hormonal health. We started off with birth control. And if you have a prescription and you have insurance, you pay us nothing. We're just like another mail order pharmacy, except for we're cool. We're very aware about birth control. And our passion is no one runs out of birth control on our watch. If you need a prescription, then we have expert physicians that have been trained on our special Pandia algorithm that I came up with, where I ranked all the birth control pills using my geeky MIT brain and an Excel spreadsheet. And I took it most likely make you bleed, least likely make you bleed, most likely give you acne, least likely to give you acne, most likely give you munchies, least likely give you munchies, and optimized it. And so we start people on a pill. 82% of them are still with us at a year versus the standard 30% in the field or 55% we've seen with some competitors, but we have 82% retention because we give you a drug. It has the fewest side effects possible for you, tailored by your age, body mass index, and race as a proxy for genetics. In the future, we're going to ask for your genetics and be like, oh, you have this? This is the best birth control pill for you. But for now, we're using those factors and those parameters. And then we check back in at 10 weeks and ask, do you have any of these side effects? And if you do, our doctors know which other pill to bump you to decrease or satisfy whatever side effect that you have. No other company, to my knowledge, has this algorithm. So that's our birth control. And then we added on acne because I'm adolescent medicine, what we call sex, drugs, rock and roll, a little acne, sports medicine. And so we got the birth control part, we got the periods part, and then acne is just really easy to do. And I know the founders are proactive and they will willingly admit to you anything that somebody can prescribe beats anything over the counter. So if you are spending $90 a month on over the counter stuff, just go see a doctor, get them to write you the good stuff. That's another hashtag of mine. Hashtag get the good stuff. And that'll be a $5, $10 copay that'll last you 3 months. That is much better than anything you can get over the counter. And then lastly, I'm of menopause age. And so all my friends are like, menopause, menopause, menopause. And I'm like, yes, I will find the best menopause treatment for me and then I will share with you. And then if you have contraindications, of course, we'll modify that. But right now, menopause is a wild, wild west. And I want to caution anybody with a uterus that don't get into testosterone pellets. Those are not FDA approved. And anyone doing that, questionable. We are about evidence-based, cutting-edge, quality healthcare. And that is Pandia's mission. Pandia's passion is to make women's lives better. Set it and forget it. Let Pandia worry so you don't have to. Get Pandia peace of mind. But really bringing, I'm really proud that we've brought expert women's healthcare wherever you have internet, in a mailbox, 24/7 from the comfort of your jammies.
Well, and let's go back and tie this into business success, right? Because Sophia, I'm later in my career, so I've done all the stages, right? And people who know me and know this program, they know I have literally worked heels on the ground in well over 35 countries, worked with business leaders from 90, and you know, have done all the stages, right? Have done the early youth in the workforce, have done three pregnancies plus well-being in the workforce. And you know, we're trying so hard to be successful and keep our business brain clear, and also deal with all these hormonal changes all the time. So I think you know, it's really important because I want, you know, you need equality in the workforce, right? You need diversity of thought in the workforce, and you need to be able to keep people in, and we need all citizens to be contributing to the economy. So these kind of topics all meld together for me. But I love you shared with me before we started recording the phrase, you know, stop sucking it up. So tell me what you perceive as the intersectionality of, you know, women being able to have competent and what's the word I'm looking for? Predictable ways to manage their health and how it ties to success in business, because you are a busy founder yourself in Silicon Valley and know all these women who are shooting for success.
Yes. So the hashtag stop sucking it up is that the number one cause of missed school and work for somebody with a uterus under the age of 25 is either really heavy or really painful periods. And a lot of people are like, oh, it just runs in my family. My auntie has it. My mama has it. My grandma has it. Just suck it up. And my hashtag is stop sucking it up. We have the technology and the medicine and the knowledge that you don't have to suffer. And people are like, well, it's natural. And I was like, well, it's natural for me to be blind, but I wear contact lenses, glasses, and I got LASIK. You know, I don't run around into walls. I take care of my health. And so you having horrible, painful periods is affecting your health and affecting your work. And as a feminist, I always love to say, I can do anything a person without a uterus can, bleeding. But as a doctor, why? You know, like, let me help you. Please let me help you. So everyone out there, I think it's like 1 in 3 women. If you are missing work, missing school, not at your optimum, please see a provider. We can help you. And then on the other side, menopause. For so long, women have been patted on the shoulder and said, I'm sorry, it's menopause, suck it up. This too will pass. And it'd be fine if it was just 1 week, 2 week, 3 weeks, but any medical condition that affects you greater than 3 weeks, please see a doctor. Don't suffer through. They don't realize on average 7 to 15 years of hot flashes. That's not 3 weeks. That's like more than college plus college, you know, like 7 to 15 years. That's a teenager.
Yeah. See, I can go ahead and get on my path to medical school just the entire time I suffer menopause, right? That's yeah. When you look at it that way.
You could do medical school plus residency and fellowship and undergrad in that time. So don't suffer. And the hard part is that there's only 1,000 menopause certified specialists in the entire nation. And certainly your doctor doesn't have to be menopause certified, but if they are, they've at least taken an exam and passed the basics in it. Only 20% of OB-GYNs have had training in menopause. And then
that's a terrible statistic.
Yes. And I don't know what internal medicine or family practice has been trained. And a lot of them have been scared by the Women's Health Initiative. So make sure I'm looking at my bookshelf. I refer to this book, love this book, Estrogen Matters. And it's by Dr. Blooming, who's an oncologist. And so he blows all the myths and all the fallacies of the Women's Health Initiative study. And just TLDR, because I like to summarize for ADHD people, the average age of the woman in that study was 63. And we know now that ideally, if you're going to start your menopause medication, it has to be within 10 years of when your menopause began. If it was surgically induced, chemically induced, or naturally happening. And 63 was 3 years too late. So that is a bad study because the average person in that was 63. And so again, let me share my Dr. Yen bio major from MIT's philosophy is that we have estrogen and at about 50, 53, they're like, thank you for your service. Bye-bye. And they take away the estrogen. And my thing is they took it away. Let's put it back. Because when they take it away, our arteries turn into man arteries, which is hard and stiff and filled with clots. And if you do that for 10, 13 years, and then you throw estrogen, which causes blood clots, of course, the women were going to have heart attacks and blood clots and strokes because you turned them into a man and then you threw estrogen on it. But if you took away estrogen and you put it back, then ideally you would maintain the natural state, which is more bendy, less clots and protective on not just the heart, but also brain and bone. And particularly as a person of color, where 80% of us are lactose intolerant, calcium and bone health is a real issue.
Yeah. And I want our listeners to know, you know, also as we're talking with you, not only are you a doctor and such an expert in this, you know, you're also a clinical associate professor at Stanford. You're very active in all of these things that you do. And I think, you know, you can't help but listen to you and again, reflect on your professional life and your and experiences that we all go through. And it's all hush hush, right? Because nobody wants to, when you're with a team and ready to walk in and make a big presentation, nobody wants to admit that you're either experiencing extreme hot flashes or you're having a very heavy period or, you know, so I think these things, you know, when you have businesses, and I talk to CEOs and founders all the time, and they talk about culture and we talk about people and culture, but you really don't see businesses talking about women's health and menstrual care and things that let them be successful and work around it. I don't really know where I'm going with that, but it's just a piece that, you know, we see these businesses talking about caring for their employees, but yet, you know, you've got women representing, let's just say 50% of the workforce. And out of that 50% of the workforce, one fourth of them are always going to be in some bleeding sort of a state. And yet everything is hush, hush. Everything is hush, hush. So I appreciate the mission that you're on. Let's talk a little bit about the founding of Pandia Health. Let's talk about, we clearly can hear the passion in your voice, but that doesn't mean that somebody with your level of passion would have chose to say, I'm going to step up and solve this problem and found this company. So give us a little insight into your why.
So about 9 years ago, I am a professor and I teach other doctors how to prescribe birth control. And one of the questions that came up was, why do women take their birth control? And one of the top reasons for the pill, patch ring, was didn't have it in their hand. Didn't have time to go to the pharmacy every single month and go to the pharmacy, wait at the pharmacy, and then come back home. We calculate women spend 10 weeks of their lives going to the pharmacy, waiting, coming back home, another hashtag better things to do. And and the other part that I want to throw in there for those who haven't experienced this is, unfortunately, the insurance companies will only let you fill that prescription 7 days in advance. If you go 8 days in advance, which I feel is being very responsible, I run out of my birth control pill on Sunday, I go Sunday before, they're like, no, sorry, you could come back tomorrow. And you're like, please, I'm here now. I have work. I have children. I have things on Monday.
I'm getting on an airplane.
Yes, I'm getting on an airplane, like, pay or come back tomorrow. And you're like, so the whole reason I created this company was that we will poke the insurance company. Can I fill it now? Can I fill it now? Can I fill it now? Set it and forget it. Let us worry. We will get you your birth control. That is the whole point of the company. And then we ran ads, free birth control delivery, 60%, 60, not 116, 60% of the people that responded to free birth control delivery didn't know that you needed a prescription, didn't have a prescription. And so I was like, oh, wow, we can 60% increase the market for all these people if we can get them a prescription. And being a CEO entrepreneur, I don't want to run ads where 60% of my ads are useless. And I happen to be a doctor, so I can write prescriptions. And so if you have a prescription and insurance, thanks to the Affordable Care Act, no copay, no deductible for any FDA-approved birth control, you pay us nothing. And then if you want a total deal, total steal, $30 once a year to use our expert birth control doctors. And I threw in unlimited follow-up questions for 364 days because I didn't want anyone stopping birth control because they couldn't afford a follow-up. And so the money-making part is in that recurring medication every single month for the next 30 years, potentially. And now that we added menopause, another 30 years onto that. So that is the lifetime value. And that's how we started. As a physician, as a woman, I didn't want to start it unless we had all the components necessary. So I don't know if you've ever heard this, probably have a couple times because you've been around and you've talked to a lot of people. We had six founders. We had myself, the physician. We had a pharmacist. You always need marketing. You need your CTO. I wanted extra backup in case anybody wanted to diss me because I'm a doctor. So we brought in my sorority sister, who literally is a rocket scientist, COO. And then Perla Nee was their original instigator. She had done startups before. She's a real networker. She thrives off of helping people make things happen. And certainly over time, we have diaries'd some of these people because too expensive, didn't work out, nothing ugly. But luckily it was all amicable. But we started with six founders because we didn't want to do this unless we had everybody, all the components ready to go.
Now, I love that. I love that story because some people might be saying, is six founders too much? And what I always say, one of the key components to starting a business is that you have the right level of focus from the right people and clear lanes. So six founders works. If you've got clear lanes and you don't have somebody, you know, you don't have somebody in the marketing lane trying to tell the person in the pharmacy lane what to do. So I think that's pretty brilliant. Did you all bootstrap it to start with? Did you go out and seek outside investors, or where are you at in your kind of like financial journey?
We bootstrapped it for the first 3 to 6 months. I forget when we got our first friends and family check. And so luckily, a lot of us had a significant other with insurance. And, you know, my joke is my husband works at Apple, so he's my sugar daddy. And 90% of our net worth is in Apple. So, but he covered insurance for me, and then other people's spouses covered their insurance. And then our poor engineer didn't have a spouse, so he wasn't covered, and we needed to get funds to make sure that everybody was taken care of. And so then we hit up friends and family. And my other joke is I'd rather die than not pay back my friends and family because I have to see them at the holidays, and my brother and cousin would never hold it against me. They're such angels, but it's just a matter of faith, you know.
So let's talk about growth, because you know, you are in an industry that is government controlled and has regulations, and, you know, you're trying to, you know, conquer, you know, everything in all of the US and grow your market. Tell us a little bit about how that path has gone for you.
Yes. So we've seen other competitors, and they've just bought all of the customers, didn't, I think, care as much about customer acquisition costs. Also didn't necessarily led by a physician who really understands you cannot do things in a interesting way, because otherwise doctors will lose their licenses. And it is not cool to make somebody who, you, as we discussed, 12 years of education go to zero because you did something slippery, right? Mm-hmm. And so we've grown slowly because we haven't had the same amount of funding as others that we've seen. We've also focused on quality before, you know, adding fuel to the fire. I didn't want to add fuel to the fire until we had the customer acquisition cost down, such as the point we could, you know, make money and see our lifetime value. What has hampered us from spreading, and if anyone has any power with policy that irks me deeply, is that as physicians, we're licensed. We take a national exam. We don't, like lawyers, have different exams for different states. Medicine should be practiced the same throughout the world, and at the very least in the United States. And so, but there are medical boards in every single state. And currently, I think, because we didn't look ahead to a world of telemedicine back when this was all started, if I want to practice medicine in your state, I have to get a license from your state. And it's just ridiculous that if I'm a doctor licensed in California, they check my fingerprints, they know all my federal stuff, that I have to redo all this stuff for various different states. And the example I give is Michigan. Never thought that a doctor from California would want to get licensed in Michigan. So there's only one company that they'll accept for the fingerprints. And for me to get licensed in Michigan, I had to do a 6-hour round trip drive just to get fingerprints, which I've already done so many times. And I was like, no, I don't like Michigan. Forget it. I'm doing it. So we weren't in Michigan until there was another way to get someone else licensed in a different way through Michigan. So we are currently licensed in 17 states, and we are expanding as funding allows. But also there are some states, and I want to call them out, because I'm shocked, because Washington is pretty cool and liberal. And then Maryland and Wisconsin, we can't serve you because you have laws that say for telemedicine, it requires a video or phone call. And if you're going to use our doctor's time, it's going to cost a lot more money if it's a video or phone call, because we run Yappy and we're nice people and it's hard to cut you off. And so we have to pay for the doctor's time, and there's no way you're going to get $30 into some time with a physician. So, but also, I don't think it changes the care, specifically with birth control, acne, and menopause. It can be handled in an asynchronous fashion with questions back and forth. And the beauty of you answering a questionnaire 24/7 and the physician taking care of it 24/7. So they may be doing a midnight shift where they're waiting for babies to be delivered. Meanwhile, they can take care of your menopause and your birth control, or they're up at 3 a.m. breastfeeding their baby. So they might as well tank out a couple of birth control and menopause. That is our workforce, a bunch of, you know, extra above and beyond physicians that are doing this, not for crazy profit or anything. We just want to bring expert care wherever you have internet in a mailbox.
Well, our time runs fast, but I want to ask you, you talked before about like acquisition, you know, customer acquisition. Tell me where you're finding the most lift to place your marketing dollars and find your new audience.
Yes. So about, I think 70% of our customers is from paid ads from Google. It used to be like 50-50 Google, Facebook, Insta, but then the Apple iOS privacy thing just kind of tanked all the Facebook ads. And so now we're like 90% Google, a little bit of Bing, and very little Facebook, Insta, except for follow-up, that kind of situation. With our menopause launch, we envision more Facebook, Insta, and possibly more LinkedIn because of the demographic. But for birth control, it's been mainly Google ads, both Performance Max and Google Search. But we also have a very strong organic search engine optimization. I like to say I live, breathe, eat, and prescribe birth control and soon to be menopause. And so I can generate content anywhere, anytime in my sleep, but better if I'm awake. So able to do the organic as well, and trying to build TikTok, but that's its own thing.
That's its own thing. Hey, I could talk to you a whole lot longer, but this is really close to time. What, if we come back and talk to you in another 2 years, what's the vision? What's the trajectory for Pandia Health?
So we in 2 years expect to be three times our current value. And someday I would like to IPO and ring that Nissy NASDAQ bell. So that would be very, very cool. We would like to be in as many states as possible. And hopefully we can convince those states to change their laws to get with the times. And then we are doing birth control, acne, menopause. We can see ourselves going into obesity, polycystic ovarian syndrome. We're not here to replace your primary care doctor, and we're here to provide expert care where perhaps expertise is missing. And as I mentioned, for menopause, there's so few experts, but to bring that quality care wherever you have internet and a mailbox, I think is huge. And the turnaround. Right now, it's a 3-month wait to go see an OB-GYN or a new doctor. We see you within 24 hours.
Yeah. And I got to tell you, Sophia, I really am a cheerleader for very reputable companies solving real life problems versus all of the, I'm going to say the Instagram ads that sell you the quick, like, oh, we can fix this, buy this jar of pills, but you can't really tell what it's backed by. And so one, I just really appreciate companies that are bucking the way that we've been doing healthcare, because as you said, it doesn't match our life anymore. I think I had 1 year where out of the 52 weeks, 48 weeks, I was coming and going from an airport. And when you have, again, so that's why I say women's health is tied so much to professional business success, not only for the individual woman, but for the businesses that she works for. It's hard to take care of that care when you are building a career and having that kind of lifestyle. So cheers to you for what you all are doing. It's been delightful to speak with you. If people want to learn more, connect with you, where should they go and what should they do?
Yes. So Pandia, pan is every, dia is day. So PANDIA health.com, but also all the socials, TikTok, Facebook, Insta, whatever. We are a YouTube. We are Pandia Health. And then I'm trying to build a little TikTok. So Dr. Sophia Yen, Dr. Sophia Yen, that's kind of fun. And Instagram, I think we're going to push more as well. And certainly check Pandia Health and myself out on LinkedIn. If you're interested in menopause, sign up now for our wait list, pandiahealth.com/menopause. And then if you want to learn more about periods optional, pandiahealth.com/periods optional. Watch my TEDx talk and share it with anybody who's suffering 1 week out of four.
Hey, thanks so much for being a guest. And to our listeners, please pass along a copy of this episode if you think somebody needs to hear it. Make sure, follow Dr. Sophia on social media, because I, if you can hear from this interview, it's probably a fun and informative channels for you to follow her. And like I always say, you know, follow her company page on LinkedIn. And hey, until we talk again, keep your eye on the future and always be disruptive. Sophia, thank you again for being a guest.
Thank you for having me.
49 Faces looked to him in triumph. Over the last 12 months, they had each taken turns and promoted his business for a week at a time, driving over $987,342 in revenue. What if you had a network of 50 centers of influence who promoted your business every week for a year? Grab your copy of the number one Amazon best-selling book, The Ultimate Guide to Growing Your Business with a Podcast, at 33% off the Amazon price by going to ultimatepodcastbook.com. Again, that website for 33% off the Amazon price is ultimatepodcastbook.com.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.